Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go to Eagle Farm now. We're going to be there, by the way, tomorrow morning and Saturday morning with, well, Saturday with Duff and Glenn Munsey and the crew. But tomorrow, the big sports breakfast are there, and then we'll be doing all the news hour from Eagle Farm tomorrow. And there is Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman with a couple in the Mullins Grand Prix. Andrew, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
You've been looking at what you, or this was a few weeks ago, you were looking at what you could bring across and run during the carnival. Particularly, well, both of them are coming off good last start wins in New Zealand.
Yeah, they are. Bobby D was impressive against the older horses, and Lord Arthur was raced a little while ago now against his own age group. So, yeah, very happy with the form they've headed over there in.
The colt Lord Arthur, you mentioned the Ellerslie win back in mid to late April, and horses that have come through that race, Intrigues one of them. You mentioned Bobby D, who is the stablemate, ran third. It was a good solid win that day.
Yeah, it was. It was a strongly run race, and I think that really set it up for him. We'd sort of had hope for a little bit of give in the ground just to slow them down a bit, but they went quickly enough, and that did set it up nicely for him, and when he got that pace on, it really suited.
So is he a horse that, I mean, pacing Queensland always looks a bit hotter than anywhere else, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, it's a little bit hard to know. The track conditions are quite changeable there at this time of the year, but I think the key with our two runners is that I don't think it'll worry them. Good pace on will be ideal, and any given the track wouldn't worry them either.
Okay, I think Eagle Farm is pretty well going to be in the good range unless they get a freak sort of storm or something like that, which isn't in the forecast.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it does look pretty settled, but as we know, in Brisbane it can come from anywhere. But, yeah, looking pretty good, and I'm sure it won't worry out.
What about Bobby D? Take us through this horse. You mentioned the last couple of runs have been in, well, I mentioned that Lord Arthur, and the other day it was at Tarapa in a rating 82 race.
Yeah, it was in an 82, and not easy for a three-year-old to win those sort of races. He was ridden cold. He was off the bit a fair way from home and just kept coming, and I thought was very impressive in a narrow but, you know, pretty solid victory, really.
Yeah, to beat the older horses. Have they got similar racing patterns, or can you ride either of them a bit different Saturday?
Look, Bobby D can race a little bit on pace, but Lord Arthur's probably, he tends to get back in his racing. But, look, it's not an overly big field. I think 13 runners at this stage, so good barrier draws. They should just settle midfield from those draws and give themselves every chance.
Yeah, you've had them, I'm not too sure whether you're at the Gold Coast or where you're staying, but they've been there for 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, they have, yep. They've been there a couple of weeks now, and they've settled in really well, as our horses tend to do when they leave. You know, the weather's starting to turn and get quite cold here, and they seem to thrive when they get over there into the warmer climate.
And has Blake been aboard? I'm doubting whether J-Mac would have been up there for riding track work, but Blake being based up there, has he been on Bobby D?
No, he hasn't. No, we're at the Gold Coast, so they've just done their sort of their own thing. Lord Arthur went to the Gold Coast on Saturday and just had an easy head out and exhibition gallop there just to take the edge off him for race day.
Okay, righto. Well, it sounds like, if they both run well, you're certainly looking at the Derby.
Yep, that's the plan. So they'll both go and prove this race, you know, races on Saturday. But in saying that, I think they'll be very competitive. And, yeah, knowing they've got a little bit up their sleeve for hopefully the Derby in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay. And are you planning to send any over for the next 2 or 3 weeks?
No, that'll be it. At this stage, it'll just be those two. So, yeah, hopefully they can race well on Saturday.
And can I ask you about the chosen one, the Frank Packer Plate winner? What's he up to back home?
He's home spelling. He'll come back into work in the next week or two and looking forward to having him back. But, yeah, hopefully we can get him perhaps to Melbourne in the spring.
Okay. And are you at the local races over there, eh? Have you got a winner for us?
Yeah, probably back out one in the next coming up, Cracker Deal, Son of Done Deal. Just beaten first run over ground last start and should be improved, and I think it'll be pretty competitive today.
Okay, so that's Pukekohe, and we're looking at race. Is it in the next race?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Race two, number three, Cracker Deal. So that race is 10 minutes away. It's $2.90 right now and $3.30 on the tote. So we'll jump on that for 10.07. Hey, thanks for joining us, Andrew. Good luck with the pair on the weekend in the Grand Prix.
No worries. Thanks a lot.